Hey, I'm Haley. This is the first episode of the Blue Collar Baddies podcast.
Today we have Rebecca Hustis. Rebecca has been a tradeswoman for over 17 years. Starting her career in flooring, getting into tile seemed natural. She started as a helper, working her way to a finisher, and eventually a journeyman setter. With determination and hard work and a few tears, she overcame being a woman in a male-dominated industry. In 2020, she was awarded Tile Setter of the Year for her company, Grazzini Brothers, where she's worked for 12-plus years. Together with her husband, they run the area of the Midwest. She's the founder and chapter president of the National Association of Women in Construction, Chapter Dakota Prairies, number 394. In 2022, she was nominated for Tradeswoman of the Year and Industry Advocacy for Empowering Women in the Industry. She continues her advocacy for women in the trades by attending job fairs, speaking to young leaders about how they can be successful in a non-traditional field. Her hobbies include traveling the world, hosting parties, and spending time with her family and her two dogs. Her favorite quote is by Dolly Parton, "If you see someone without a smile, give them yours." This episode is sponsored by the Stoic Pearl, supporting and empowering women in the trades. All right, so we already kind of heard your story, but how did you actually get into your trade?
My ex-husband and I had a carpet business, and I thought that I could do tile after doing carpet, and it is not the same. Those were those blood, sweat, and tears came in. So I got into the industry, you know, essentially with that ex-husband, and we had just had a small business for a few years, and I knew I wanted to continue in industry, and I knew I didn't want to maybe go back to bartending or waitressing like so many of us have done. So I loved the hard work part of it, and I just enjoy doing things with my hands.
Nice.
So that's really how I got into it.
That's cool. And you've been doing it for 17 years, but you've been tiling for 12.
I count my 5 years that I did the carpet, and then I was a caulker. I would go into the, and at the end of the construction, right before the cleaners came in, I would just go in and like caulk all the door frames and the windows. Right. And I did that for a couple years, and I knew I did not like that. It's very messy work.
For sure.
So I did take 2 years off. And then I had come out to South Dakota on a trip with one of my girlfriends, and I met a construction worker who did tile.
Nice.
And I decided, like, if these guys in the bar can do it, I can do it. So I'm doing it.
Sweet. That's cool. And so you didn't have to go to school for it. You just started in, and they trained you on the...
Yep. Unlike a lot of companies out there, if you just go and you apply for that entry-level job, if you prove that you're willing to do the work, they'll give you a shot. A lot of these companies hire you right out of the gate without any experience, and they just are willing to train you if you're willing to be trained.
Right. Makes sense. What's been the biggest struggle you've faced so far being a woman in a male-dominated industry?
Porta-potties.
Yeah, same.
It is. I am on a mission to make it mandatory for a woman to have their own porta potty on a job site.
It should be.
It is absolutely the most disgusting thing. I do not care the day that they clean them, they're awful, and they're not getting cleaned properly. And I mean, I drink a lot of water at work, and I have been on jobs where a supervisor would say, "Well, you don't need your own bathroom. You can just drive to the gas station." So I'm thinking to myself, so why don't you tell my employer why I'm taking an hour and a half out of my day to drive to the gas station, because I drink a gallon of water a day. So I probably have to go to the bathroom once an hour, and I'm not trying to drive to the gas station. Or worse, I'm not drinking enough water. I'm not staying hydrated because I don't want to go to the bathroom.
Right.
So truly, that is my biggest issue on the job site.
It's bad. I mean, some of ours don't even have porta potties, period.
Right, because you're very beginning of the trade, so you don't even... that's difficult.
It's bad.
So randomly, what do you have to just go squat, bring some toilet paper? What option do you have?
I mean, there have been times where I'll make Joey leave the building, and I'll have to go inside the building because we're in town. Like, I can't just go find a tree.
Right.
Which I don't have a problem with, but if there's any other trades outside or whatever, they're just going to walk right up on me.
Right, yeah. That's. I mean, and you know they're doing it, but they're a little more convenient than us.
Yeah,
so.
They have it way easier.
Yeah. I'm no shame if you have to have a bucket. You have to have a bucket.
It's definitely happened before.
Yeah. It was awful. So if you ever one day... just see that there's always a woman's porta potty, know mm-hmm. that it has something to do with
you.
That.
You did that. So on the job site, we almost expect like men to be kind of degrading to us. But have you had any issues from other women in the trades?
I would not say I've had issues, but what I can say is that a lot of women I feel are more standoffish. Mm-hmm. I will try to make eye contact with the lady on the job site, trying to get that friendly feel going.
Yeah.
And I've really not felt welcomed by them. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is. I think maybe they're so used to being their own, that only woman, and I'm not sure if they maybe have that chip, or really maybe at the end of the day, is it me? I've asked myself that. I'm like, do I look just off-putting that they don't want to come up and talk to me? So now I try to make it a point to smile.
Right.
And then I will go up and say, hi, how are you today? Like, how long have you been doing this? Mm-hmm. And I'll take interest. And I would say that 1 out of 5 is not that pleasant about it. They don't really want to talk to you. They're doing their own badass thing, and that's awesome.
Right.
Maybe it's not for them, but I mean, I've had some hate. If I tell a story, obviously no names, no places. There was a lady, I don't know, I think she just didn't like me from the get, and this was a pretty big job, so there was multiple women on the job site.
Yeah.
And I just felt like from day one, she had it out for me. And she was, a safety assistant, not degrading any position.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think maybe because I was, out there in the field getting dirty every day. So she would come up to me every day, and she would find something wrong with what I was doing. So I was making a certain cut, and we have angle grinders. Mm-hmm. And you've got to have your handle and your plate on it. Well, there are certain cuts that I cannot make with that handle on it. So I'll just take the handle off, make the cut, put it back on.
Yeah.
OSHA standards say if you are grinding, you must have a handle. Mm-hmm. We are not grinding, we are cutting tile. Hmm. So she got mad at me when I won that one, because it was a big contractor, and so they had all of the safety procedures in place. So when she went and told on me for that, and when I won the argument because I'm cutting, Then it got real fun.
Ugly.
Because then every single, it was, if I was taking my glasses off to wipe a spot on them, she'd write me up for not having, I'm cleaning them, right? And so I kind of had enough one day. And, I always gave her a dirty look or turned around, whatever. And one day she was coming through on a lift. A scissor lift, and when you go through a frame doorway, you're supposed to have a spotter to watch to make sure you're not damaging the door frame.
Right.
So I'm in my bathroom when I'm grouting, and I see her come through, and I'm like, hey, where's your spotter?
Oh, no.
And then she's like, this is a double door frame. I don't have to have a spotter. I'm like, I don't think it works that way. I'm like, that's like telling me that because I'm not outside today, I don't have to have steel toes. I'm like, it doesn't really work that way. So, I didn't tell anybody, but she went and kind of made this whole big ordeal out of it. We both had to go into the office and get talked to. I felt like I was in kindergarten.
Oh, my gosh.
So, long story short, but I feel like that was long anyway. We had to stay away from each other on the job site. Like, we got reprimanded.
Oh, wow.
It was the most ridiculous thing that I've ever experienced.
Yeah.
That was my most hateful experience. I didn't like it. It was not fun.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Right. I mean, and I'm the kind of person, so like the few other ladies that were on the job site, like we were good.
Right.
We'd go outside and have a coffee break, and it was fine. It was just the one. So I think maybe she had a little animosity because the other ones liked me. So I do think there was something there.
I guess that makes sense. I mean, it almost kind of feels like high school.
It did. I seriously did. I'm like, it wasn't even high school. I got brought back to, the kindergarten. How I felt. I'm like, okay, are you playing it? I thought they were going to make us hold hands. I really thought that was next. I'm like, oh, my goodness, this is not happening.
That's crazy.
Rebecca, did you call an employee stupid? No. I asked if they were stupid. Had that call from HR as well.
Oh, my gosh.
Long time ago. Don't judge. No judging.
No judging. That's funny, though. If you had to explore another trade or, you couldn't tile anymore, what else would you want to do?
if I couldn't tile anymore, and it's going to be when I don't tile anymore because my knees are getting good, I would like to stay in the tile trade, and I would rather just move into that project management.
Nice.
I'm not sure if I'm not a spring chicken anymore. I'm not sure I ever want to start and learn a whole nother trade.
Right, yeah.
Just knowing how long it took me to even learn mine, it would be mind-blowing to try to learn another one. But I do love hearing everybody else's stories about them.
Well, so what about starting from the beginning? If you would have done something besides tile, what do you think it would have been?
As far as a trade?
Yeah.
I would honestly hate to say it, but I think drywalling.
Yeah?
Only because I enjoy the mudding aspect of it, and I know I enjoy that part of my job, so I would assume I hate painting.
Yeah.
No, it wouldn't be that. And it's kind of like what you do. Like just, you know, I mean, so that I definitely don't think I could do. I admire all of the different trades for the reasons I couldn't do it, but drywalling.
Man, hanging them sheets, though, it's tough.
Well, we do Duroc and, cement board, and we work with that kind of stuff all the time.
You
so
do.
It just, it's almost a sister to us. So.
That's good. Is there anything you feel like you're missing out on by not having a normal ladies' job?
Everyday makeup. cute clothes.
Yeah.
I go to work dirty, and I come home, and unless we're going out or doing anything, I mean, it's just some leggings and a hoodie and a blanket and a dog. So that's like that, you know, Monday through Friday. And then I get my one day a week where I get to put makeup on and feel pretty. So that's what I would feel like. But really, in reality, I don't think there's anything I feel like I'm missing out on.
Yeah.
I have had other careers, so I definitely know what is out there.
Right.
And I know that I love what I do.
That's good. Yeah. Any embarrassing job site stories you want to share?
So many. Let me think of one that's YouTube friendly. Well, I mean, fun porta potty stories. So I was on a job site, and we were down like, I think, 6 floors below ground.
Dang.
And so the porta potties weren't that convenient. There were like 4 women's porta potties outside. Really nice. But, I mean, it took you 20 minutes to get to them.
Golly.
And so down on these lower levels, they had, I don't even know what they're called, but they were, it was like a half a porta potty with no top. So, unfortunately, I was coming out of my room one day, and, you know, we've all seen guys coming out of the bathroom zipping up their pants. Yeah, I saw more of him than I needed to, and I tried to look away, but we made direct eye contact. He looks down, looks back up, and he had the oh shit look on his face. I'm like, yeah, dude, I just saw you. That's awkward.
Yikes.
And then I swear to God, I see them every day after that.
Of course.
I mean, there's 500 people on this job site. Chances are we never see him again every day. And I think that every day I walk past him, I think my face just turned red. I'm like, that's a fun one.
That's funny.
I forgot about that until just a little while ago, too.
Oh, gosh.
There's some other ones, but they're not appropriate. So.
Probably most of them are like revolving around bathroom issues because it's always an issue.
I was browsing one day and... So when it's in the heat of summer, women's pants are not made for the work we do.
No.
So, I mean, the stretching out, and then you start to sweat, so then they, like, start to hang off you.
Yeah.
They're not too tight, but you know what happens when you bend over? Luckily, I had boy shorts on that day because I split from the bottom of my butt all the way down to my leg. We were in the middle of nowhere.
Yikes.
I had duct tape. All I could do was duct tape all the way up my leg. I have a picture, but sometimes it comes up on my Facebook memories. Next time I'll have to send it to you for sure. It was a sight. And then I had a different instance where the pants ripped, and then Charlie had to walk off the job site with no shirt on because... I was not willing. I told him, I said, I'm just going to sit right here, go home and get me some pants because I cannot move.
Oh my gosh.
So now I'm really particular about my pants at work.
Yeah. Well, so speaking of that, is there any brand that you found that works well? Because it's hard. It's a struggle.
Dawson Workwear. Hmm. And she is actually a tradeswoman as well. And it's her own company.
Nice.
She's a newer company, but she's very high quality pants. I'm a very tall person. Mm-hmm. I'm all leg. So I need like a 36 length.
Yeah.
And it is very hard to find that
for
pants.
Sure.
So she actually offers a nice long pant. So for me, that's great. And they have awesome pockets, the cargo pockets that you can put for me, my pencil, my knife, everything fits in there.
Nice.
Women's jeans. I put it, my tool or my crap in my back pocket and I'm walking down the hallway and it's falling out.
Right. Yeah.
So, I mean, they are very nice.
That's cool. What about like any specific kind of boots that you would recommend or like?
I'm a big Moxie Trade. They are pink boots.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They're very awesome. That's another. I try to support as many female-owned companies
for
as I
sure.
can.
Yeah.
And they're another one, so.
Nice. That's good.
Comfortable. They feel like a tennis shoe on your foot, so it's not hard to wear them for 10 hours.
Nice. That's good. what's your absolute favorite thing about your job?
Being able to build something, walking into a room and seeing, you know, concrete floor and just some plain drywall up or... And then when I get to leave that room, it is shiny and pretty, and I just feel so accomplished. It's almost like putting together a really cool puzzle and then leaving it for somebody else to enjoy.
That's awesome. I like that. You work out, or is the job itself the workout?
I am too lazy to work out, and that is just the truth. I'll get in a routine. I'm like, I made it for 2 weeks. Yeah, I'm feeling really, really good about myself. And then Sunday comes along.
Right.
And then Monday, and I'm like, oh, I forgot to work out today. Oh, well, I guess I've done. I'm done with that now. No, I'm not a fan. But I can say that I can lift more than most men. So.
Right. Yeah.
As they've noticed. So.
What's the one tool that you couldn't live without? Like, doesn't have to be specific to your trade, just the tool that you always seem to find yourself using.
A rubber mallet. Whether it's hitting my husband or smacking the tail, to get it in. I mean, rubber mallet is something I definitely cannot. Rubber mallet and needle nose pliers.
Yeah.
Everything else I can improvise, but I need those two things. And every tile setter, I think, would tell you something different there. So.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah. Well, I feel like every person in general just has a different tool that they're like, mine's channel locks for no reason. Like, I just,
that's
the
your
one.
Jam?
Yep.
Yeah. There are many channel locks like it, but this one is mine.
Oh, what did you think you were going to be when you grew up, like as a little girl?
A teacher.
Yeah.
And I guess in a way I really am because I am generally the trainer. If we have a green worker coming in, there's two reasons why they put him with me. If you ask the guys, it's because I win out the week. I say it's because I am easier to be able to teach them and understand where they're coming from, being
right.
that woman, being that disadvantaged person. Mm-hmm. You can walk on a site and just feel totally overwhelmed. So I'm going to be a little bit more caring and compassionate than the guys. They're going to be like, I just showed you how to make that cut and you keep messing it up. I'm gonna be like, okay, what are you doing that's different than what I'm showing you? And I'll take that time to teach them.
Yeah, and that's what you have to be, being a teacher.
Yep. So, I mean, I guess I kind of am, and so... Yeah. Thinking about that, I guess I accomplished my childhood dream, right?
How about that? If you had advice for someone who was trying to get into your trade, like right now, fresh out of high school, what would you tell her?
Hang on, give me a second. That one. I would tell her to be prepared for the worst and know that it's going to be for the best. Knowing what you're getting into as far as coming onto the job site and feeling, again, that you're the only woman there and looking around and seeing, even if it's a small one, you have five guys, being the only female coming in is going to be scary.
Yeah.
So I would tell them to really just walk on that job site. One of my favorite, I don't know if I can say this, one of my favorite things to say when I'm speaking in front of a group of ladies, just ladies, mind you, is chin up and tits out.
Nice.
When you walk into a room, I mean, whether you are confident or not, if you just walk into that room and you make sure you're standing up and you walk in spewing that confidence out of you, even if inside you're screaming and you don't feel like you have that confidence, just pretend you do. It's the fake it till you make it thing. And eventually all those things that are harder for you are going to get easier and easier.
Yeah, that's good advice.
She's like, I'm going to do that.
Yeah. Let me sit up a little straighter.
I heard it one day, And I don't know if I was on a TV show or something, and then I said it when I was on stage in Chicago, and these girls went like crazy
wild
over it.
I bet.
I keep using that one.
That's your statement. Do you have any big, like, future plans or goals that you are going to accomplish soon within your trade? Like, anywhere you want to move around in? Or
being that we travel for work all the time, being home is our little, like, our vacation.
Right.
So traveling or moving someplace isn't for me, but my 7-year plan is to have a woman-owned towel company.
Nice.
It's going to be Pink Trolls. I know that.
That's awesome. I love
so
that.
So I'm very excited about that. My husband is going to retire from the company,
mm-hmm.
and I'm a couple years younger than him, so I'm not ready to retire yet.
Right.
That, and I love being in my trade, and I can't see giving it up in 7 years.
That's
so
badass. That's cool. Plus, you just have so many more girls to teach.
Right? How awesome would that be, though, yeah. for real, if I could find a couple female setters, a couple, mm-hmm. And we would actually be coming in with Pink Trolls, right? Like,
yeah.
That'd be awesome, yeah. That's my goal.
That's cool. Oh, well, so we kind of talked about the brands of clothes that work well for you at work, but is there anything like PPE or, you know, things that you have to have that you're just like, this does not, we need better?
When I first started with Grazini, we didn't have the safety options that we have now. There wasn't
right.
even a website you could go onto to find women's safety gear. It wasn't a thing.
Wow.
All these years ago. I mean, so I would get gloves, rubber gloves,
mm-hmm.
for grouting, and I would put the glove on, and it would fall right off my hand, like into the bucket of water.
Yeah.
So now what do? I don't wear gloves. So I don't know if you've ever played with concrete. So
mm-hmm.
wet concrete, let's rub it on your fingers, right?
Yeah.
So we get what we call raspberries, mm-hmm. and it's just essentially your skin is rubbed right off and it's bleeding.
Ugh.
I was 3 months in. I was just learning how to grout, and there was 3 of us on a job site. My boss was gone. And so I was going to finish these 2 bathrooms.
Right.
Like, no one was going to help me. I was going to get them done. Now I'd have them done before lunch, okay?
Yeah.
So I'm on my second bathroom. It's 9:00 in the morning, maybe, and I go outside for my break, and I have 4 bloody spots on my hands.
No.
So I just put Band-Aids over them. And then what happens when you go put your hands in water again, the Band-Aids are off.
Yeah.
By lunch, I had duct tape on every one of my fingers. Down, I mean, I was bleeding on to the tile.
Oh, no.
I would grab my sponge and do a pull of the sponge, and I would look down, and then there was, like, I'd have to wipe the blood off the tile.
Oh, my gosh.
I never went and got help. I never asked my coworkers. I didn't tell them anything. At 5:30, they came down to see if I had gotten it done and couldn't believe that I did get it done, but I was sitting out in my car.
Aww.
With my hands like this,
God.
Covered in brown grout, Sahara beige. I'll never in my life forget that. And I went home, and I was crying while I was trying to crack a beer. And the guys felt bad for me at this point, so they're like, do you want to come over for steaks? And I'm like, yeah. Half hour later, he comes over knocking on the camper, and he's like, Rebecca, how come you haven't even taken a shower yet? I'm like, guys, I just broke out into tears.
Aww.
And I'm like, I can't even take off my boots.
Okay.
He was at, you had met him last night, Tom. He helped me take my boots off.
Aww.
And he's like, that's as far as I can help you, girl, but
yeah.
I got you there. And so I just remember going in the bathroom, trying to wash my hair with the palms of my hands.
Golly.
I literally went back the next day and started grouting.
Oh my gosh. Power through.
Everybody expected me to take a day off.
Right.
So a couple weeks later, after these wounds are trying to heal, mm-hmm. I'm actually taking pliers and pulling chunks of grout
of
my skin. It was so gnarly.
Dang.
So I am the poster video now, why you must work well when you grout. But to actually get back to the question, or the safety issues, now we have come so far
mm-hmm.
that I have special gloves. I have a latex allergy, so I can't use those anyway. So I have a special pair of gloves that have a t-shirt material inside of them.
Huh.
Very nice. They're very comfortable. And then I've actually, MaxiFlex
mm-hmm.
makes very good cut-resistant gloves, and they make them in women's sizes, and they make
good.
Them pink
nice.
And purple and green and blue, and you can get them in a wide variety of colors.
Hmm.
And then there is, I believe the brand is called Mini Z-Tech. So I have a small face. Mm-hmm. And if I wear men's glasses, they fall off.
Right.
So I'm trying, now imagine leaning over a tile, trying to cut the tile, and then your glasses fall off your face. Yeah. And then you get tile in your eye, and it's so
here
much
comes
fun.
The safety lady again.
Here comes the safety lady again, of course. And so I found these mini Z-Tech, one of the two. And again, they make them in pink. Mm-hmm. They're so nice. They're smaller around your eyes, so mm-hmm. it actually hugs your eye better, creating, you know, almost a suction.
Right.
So I really feel a lot more protected than just those plastic clear yeah. ones that are going to come in every gang box.
Right.
So, I mean, they really have come a long way in women's safety gear. So
good.
Props to them.
Yeah, it's a good deal.
I'm probably rambling too much because
no,
that's what I do.
It's perfect. I love it because I don't. Okay, so how did you get started in the NAWIC program?
So I will say like 6-7 years ago, I was at an Associated General Contractors event, mm-hmm. and I met a lady. She works at another tile company. And so we know each other. And she's like, you know, Rebecca, you should join NAWIC. And I'm like, great, what's NAWIC? The National Association of Women in Construction. I'm like, oh, what do they do? She's like, oh, we do monthly meetings, and, you know, we do socials, and it's just a place where women can get together. And I'm like, so a bunch of office ladies, no thanks. Honestly, was hot. Next year, I seen her again. Rebecca, you should join NAWIC. Okay, give me the card, Raven. Checked in the back seat. The next year, Rebecca. And this went on for 7 years.
Golly.
And finally, there was a spring forum in an area where it was close to me. So I'm like, I'm going to go and I'm going to shut this lady up so that I can tell her I don't want to join NAWIC.
Yeah.
After that conference, I walked away feeling like I was a brand new tradeswoman. I felt like I had found my calling. I found my people. Hmm. And so now I just spend a lot of my time advocating for that, trying to really get women into NAWIC and
right.
experience that powerful networking and those connections, the sisterhood that truly is. There's over 6,000 members in NAWIC.
Wow.
That is
Golly.
A hell of a network.
Yeah.
And I mean, when you are a local business owner, mm-hmm. so if you're thinking maybe how can I get my name more out in the industry,
yeah.
find your local NAWIC chapter. Hmm. If you are trying to sell PPE, shirts, podcasts,
yeah.
get yourself to the local NAWIC chapter because mm-hmm. those women are going to be huge resources for you. They're going to, if they can't help you, they're going to find somebody who can. And that
right.
really goes for any aspect. And that's yeah. what makes NAWIC so great.
That's awesome. But you're the chair here.
I am the Midwest Region Tradeswoman Committee Chair.
Okay, cool. And how did you specifically get in that position?
They voluntold me.
Oh, okay.
14% of women work in construction.
Mm-hmm.
2.9% of those are tradeswomen.
Hmm.
So we are already very grossly underrepresented in
right.
our industry as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like if I can do my part to try to recruit more women, not to NAWIC, to the trades.
Right, yeah.
Specifically to any of the trades. Like you said, going to these high schools and just mm-hmm. telling these girls that there's, try it for a summer.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go to college
yeah.
in the fall. Go try a trade. That's what I would really think that
mm-hmm.
they would benefit from the most. Don't go work at the ice cream shop while you're waiting to go to college. You'll
right.
find something else. Maybe you're going to like that. We were out at a local manufacturing night, and I had a lady come up to me, and she's like, well, I don't really work construction, but I have a sign company, and you know we do some signs for some of these construction companies. And I said, well, would you like to come to, you know, one of our meetings? And she's like, well, I don't really know, you know, what do you guys do? And I said, well, we have one coming up where we're doing a tile demonstration and we're going to have every, you know, different setups. And she's like, I can't think that I would be able to do that. And I'm like, but what if you can?
Yeah.
Right? And so now she's going to come and she's excited and she's nervous. So mm-hmm. I have a feeling she's going to be one of my best students.
That's
so
awesome.
I'm excited for that.
Yeah, for sure.
Just being able to try to inspire and empower somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And if something I do or say helps somebody, then I really feel like I've won in my day.
You've definitely helped me out, so.
Right on, girl, right on.
Anything else you want to say or talk about?
One of my biggest things I talk about when I'm speaking is the ability to stand up, not just for yourself, because that's easy.
Right.
We can all tell somebody to buzz off.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and especially in this industry, we're grown with thick skin. We have to have that thick skin. But I think that it's more important to stand up to yourself. especially when you are struggling. I can't do this. I can't do that. I want to do this, but I'm not good enough at it. Well, the first time I did tile, like, I sucked. Yeah. I mean, it took me, the first time I grouted a floor, I mean, it took me probably 4 hours to grout 50 square feet, and I thought I did good.
Yeah.
I'm all going to my boss, I'm like, did I good? He's like, it's done. I mean, I'd have that done in 10 minutes today, you know, so it really is doing those things that you're afraid of and taking the time to stand up to yourself makes a big difference, because if you get out of your comfort zone and push yourself out, before you know it, your bubble is so big that you didn't realize what you just created. And inside of that bubble is all of those people that you touched, and they're saying, I did this because of what you did. You inspired me to not be afraid to do that. Not one of those ladies yesterday wanted to get on that mic, and they all rocked it.
Yeah.
And just pushing them, being that driving force for somebody else.
Well, I mean, this, you know.
I mean, doing that for yourself.
Like, yeah.
How, the advice that you give somebody else, give that to yourself. Makes sense. You're having that bad day, think to yourself, if my friend was having a bad day, I would talk her up, right?
Yeah.
I would tell her, you are awesome, girl. These are all the things you're amazing at. Do not feel down about yourself, right?
Yeah.
Be your own friend.
Makes sense. I think, yeah, we could all definitely learn from that.
Where, I mean, I've had my days. I mean, I'm Miss Positivity, but I'm Debbie Downer, too. So, I mean, we all have our days. But during those days is really when I try to tell myself the most to standing up to myself. I will share, I was at the annual conference this year for NAWIC, and there was a lady, she was such a powerful speaker. I mean, I had goosebumps just listening to her. And she was comedic, so it just made it so fun to watch her.
Yeah.
One of the things she was saying is, I get up every morning, and I'm going to have a good day. I just dump my toe in my bed. That's okay. I'm going to have a good day. Stepped on my son's Lego. That's okay. I'm in a great mood. Get in my car and I'm a flat tire. It's a good thing. I'm having a good day. By the time you get to work, by the time those things are over, you actually might be having a good day. You might actually tell yourself that you're in a good mood enough times to make it happen.
Believe it, yeah.
She was amazing.
That's
so
cool.
I that was one of the things I took with me a lot. And so when I'm having that bad day, I'm like, that's okay that happened. You cut yourself. It's fine. You're having a great day. You go, Joe. You go, girl.
That's funny.
Yeah, it was very awesome. So like I took that with me, and I want to use it. I want to make it my own, but I'm not.
Right.
I don't want to steal it.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna like do it in a different way. But I can't do it to anyone that was at conference, because then they'll know I got it for.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed it, make sure you hit the subscribe button so you don't miss the next one. All the links and products we mentioned today will be listed in the description. If you're a woman in a blue-collar industry and you're interested in being the focus of the next episode, or you're a small business that would like to sponsor an episode, reach out to us in the link below.